Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kultúrneho radičného veselania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedíľa, abo sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domovine a Amerike i máme pro nás nesmyslno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svita.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday here at noon on your station of nations, WEDO, Radio 810. My dad is in Harrisburg this weekend, representing the CRS at the St. Anne's annual Parish Slavic Festival. He is the guest of Rich Lejchuk, CRS National Board Member. Let's get started today with Ahoy Tilly 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 by the Singers of Pulse. www.c-rs.org, look down the left-hand column to Rusin Radio, and click on the date you want to hear. Without the total committed support of the Carpathia Rusin Society, the Rusin Heritage Program would not be possible. If you enjoy and like our program, please send in your donation, made payable to the CRS, and send it to Jack Poloka at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, 15136. We desperately need your financial support to help keep us on the air. Our next song is from Epilogue in Svidnik. This is Ei Dajte Sianam Dajte.
Ei, dajte sianam, dajte, palinkă na fi.
Carpatha Russin event, co-sponsored by the CRS and the Andy Warhol Museum, will be held at the Warhol Museum, 117 Sandusky Street, in Pittsburgh's North Side, from noon until 3 p.m. Memories of Andy and the Summer of 68 will be presented by Paul and James Warhola, Andy's nephews. There will be crafts in the lower level, a merchandise sales table in the lobby. Vox Ethnica from New York will perform modern, pop, rap, and contemporary Russin music. Jerry Jumble will end the program with several Russin chants. For more information on the museum hours and admission, call the museum at 412-237-8300 or visit their website at www.warhol.org. Following the festivities at the Andy Warhol Museum, we will move to the CRS Cultural Center in Munn Hall, where you will be able to enjoy great food and entertainment by Vox Ethnica. Food and drink will be available for purchase at 4 p.m., followed by a concert of Vox Ethnica at 6:30 p.m. Admission for this is $10 for adults in advance until the 21st of July, $15 afterwards, and $5 for children under 17. All proceeds to benefit the renovation of the Cultural and Educational Center. For more information, call 724-282-1439. And on the next day, Sunday, July 29th, for those of you in the Johnstown area, and I know you're listening, you get a signal out there from us, please join us as we present Vox Ethnica in concert at the Heritage Discovery Center, 6th Avenue. Vox Ethnica has roots in Kamiulka Spish County, a Russian village that sent many people to Johnstown during the Great Emigration. Concert is scheduled for 3 p.m. Admission is only $5 for adults and $3 for children 17 and under. Delicious traditional Russian food, including potato dumpling holoshke and kobasi and kraut, along with drinks and Russian merchandise from the homeland, will be available for sale from 1:30 p.m. For more information on this event, call 814-539-1889, or you can call Jack at 412-331-3124. Next, we have Vox Ethnica. This is Nebudu Tu.
ladies and gentlemen, our continuing coverage with the Warhol event on the 28th of July. We are here with Paul Warhola. Paul is the nephew of Andy Warhol. And Paul, we'd like to welcome you to the Russin Heritage Program. And we'd like to ask you, give us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what you do.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you. I'm honored to be here with you with this interview. And well, let me just say this. My name is Paul C. Warhola. My dad doesn't have a middle initial. He's Paul Warhola. I'm Paul C. But anyways, yeah, I've lived out here in Denver, Colorado, since July of 1973. Mm-hmm. And of course, my primary call at that point was to start a Byzantine Catholic church, which I did do and is still in existence. And from there, I left the active Catholic ministry in 77, got married in 78, mm-hmm. and then basically just, you know, looked for opportunities for me, especially in the areas of ministry. Mm-hmm. I was a hospital chaplain for 14 years at Aurora Regional Medical Center. And then presently I'm leading a very small independent Catholic church called Church of the Resurrection.
Uh-huh.
And I also substitute teach in the Denver public school system.
Okay.
And just really looking for opportunities to serve the Lord.
So tell us, Paul, you'll be coming to town on the 28th to give us a little bit of a talk. Tell us, what was your Uncle Andy like, and what did you think about when you were younger making the trip to New York on a regular basis?
Well, you know, nowadays people go on trips to Disneyland, mm-hmm. Disney World, some exciting spots, Cedarwood, I've been near Cleveland. Well, this was our Disneyland, going to New York to spend time with my uncle and grandmother. I have to say, we have wonderful memories. We were 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, and then, I mean, it was, you never knew when you went into a room what to expect. I mean, his artwork was all over the place.
Right.
Personal things that he did. And then not only that, he had a number of Siamese cats.
I was going to say, yeah, I remember reading or looking at Jamie's book and talking and reading it to my children and seeing cats all over the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, my brother James, who's really very talented. I mean, in fact, my dad even mentions, you know, when you look at pictures when my brother James was younger, and then you look at some earlier pictures of my Uncle Andy, the similarities are unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing, again, is the creative, the talent and the ability. I mean, James, of course, is, you know, does things differently and has a different type of style, but there are many similarities between the two of them. I'm not sure James would admit that, but you can ask him that question whenever you interview him next week.
Now, with a lot of celebrities, they often forget either where they came from or their heritage or their roots. Did Uncle Andy forget his Byzantine Catholic heritage or his Carpathian-Rusyn heritage?
No. Well, you know what's interesting, I think, as I would reflect on it, my grandmother really, I think, instilled some real spiritual values in his life. In fact, I think I had mentioned it to you when I talked to you before.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever left the house without calling my grandmother and saying, "Mom, I'm leaving. It's time to say our prayers." And there was a stairway leading from, you know, where he would have breakfast or lunch downstairs and leading upstairs. I could just picture him now, you know. He'd have his little prayer book that my mother bought for him. Actually, it was Slavonic on one side, English on the other.
Right.
And him and my grandmother would say their prayers, the Our Father and Hail Mary and a couple little prayers, and he'd be on his way.
Wow.
But see, again, this was a part of his life, is all.
Okay. What do you think your Uncle Andy would say today about having two museums in his honor?
Yeah.
One, here in Pittsburgh, and one in the original one in Medjula Bistrica, Slovakia, where the family came from, right around that area, Mikova.
Well, it's interesting. I did ask him point blank years ago. I said, Uncle Andy, I said, how is it that you've become, you know, so popular, so famous? And he kind of thought about it for a moment. And he used to call me Polly. He said, well, Polly, he said, it's magic. He said, I didn't have any control over it. It was just magic. And, you know, I think he would be totally amazed, really, because, it would be much more than what he would have thought possible concerning his life. But yet, when you take a good look at the museum, you realize how prolific he was.
Yeah. When you come on the 28th, you and your brother, James, what are you guys going to talk about, and what should we expect to hear from you and your brother, James?
Well, again, you know, I may probe that area of the summer of 68 and the time that I spent with him in the hospital, but, I don't want to just focus on that, because I think there are a lot of interesting things that we experienced when we used to go to New York. And for instance, when I studied in Washington, D.C. at Catholic University from 65 to 69, there were a number of times that I went up to New York and spent time up there with him. In fact, again, those are moments that, I remember quite vividly.
Mm-hmm.
Very special times that
enjoyed
with him, as well as the other family, too. So,
Great.
Yeah, I think it'll be a nice time. I think, and of course, we'll open it up for questions and answers and... I would think it. Hopefully, it'll be an enjoyable time for everybody there, and I'm looking forward to it. And I know my brother James is too.
Great, great. Well, Paul, we thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you and listening to you and your brother James on the 28th of July at the Warhol Museum. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget 12 to 3 on July 28th at the Warhol Museum. And Paul, we hope to see you. We will see you there, and we hope to see everyone else there as well.
Well, thank you, Dean. It's been a pleasure just talking to you now, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much, Paul.
You're welcome. Hey, that's my room, my loot, girl.
The 14th Annual Russian Food Festival will be held August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church, 5th Street in Ambridge. Delicious Russian foods will be available, plus a wide assortment of other delicacies. The festival will feature demonstrations of traditional Carpatho-Russian arts, such as icon writing, pisanka, lace making, and weaving. There will be a Russian marketplace with ethnic items including CDs, ceramics, wooden items, embroideries, and much more. Slaviani Folk Ensemble will perform a program of Russian music, songs, and dances on Saturday the 4th at 3 p.m. For more information, call 412-749-0675. And coming up the last weekend of July is the GCU's Family Fun Week, running from Wednesday the 25th to Sunday the 29th. It all begins with a pool party on Wednesday evening at Seven Oaks Country Club. On Thursday the 26th is Byzantine Family Day, otherwise known as Ruski Den, at Kennywood. A short speakers program will begin at 11:30 a.m. on the main stage behind the Turnpike Ride and will conclude with a command performance by the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. After the program, children can register and receive Kennywood tokens, compliments of the GCU, which can be used for food and or games in the park. The rest of the week is jam-packed with family events, including breakfast buffets, a golf tournament, a science center bus trip, youth fishing contest and putting contest, bingo games, Monte Carlo night, and much more. For additional information or to receive a complete reservation packet, call 1-800-722-4428, extension 217. Slovenia Folk Ensemble is now accepting applications for membership. Our new season begins on September 6th, and rehearsals are Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. The Holy Ghost School Hall, Helen Street in McKees Rocks. No experience is necessary. Each member gets weekly instruction in music, song, and dance. If you would like an application, please call Jack at 412-331-3124. We hope you enjoyed today's program. Invite you to join us next week for the best in Russian songs, news, and music. We end with Ivan Chizhmar, Yoy Mamo, Spohom. Oh, yeah.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Peloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Wilson Heritage program.
Drahé rusinské bratě a sestry, dovolte nám od srdce poděkovat všem, komu dnes počúvali. Dúfame, že jste si páčili našeho vysielania. Pozývame vás počúvať sledujúci nedeľa o 12 hodin po stanice WEDO na rusinského národnostného vysielania. Choďte zdraví s Bohom.